Someday my prince will come. Or maybe someday I'll have a guest who will talk about Highland Island games. I do have such a person.
Your prince may be wearing a kilt?
Oh, always.
So I'm here to talk about the Highland games, but...
Let me introduce you.
Oh, sorry.
Eric.
I'm always very quirky on the radio.
Sometimes DJ Jorge. But Eric Hasseltine, one of the organizers of the Sitka Seafood Festival, and you're here specifically to talk about Highland Island games.
Yes.
Brand new.
Do I need to turn my mic up?
I got it up.
Can I make noise and like squeak?
No.
Okay.
You are a professional.
I've heard that you should be on the other side of this microphone.
Oh, dear. We're supposed to have secrets. Let's first talk about the games, and then we will reveal my secret.
All right.
Okay. So what are these games? What does it have to do with the seafood festival?
Okay. So we were at a time back about 4 or 5 months ago, we were looking for entertainment. And at the same time, Jim Gibson, a pilot over at the Coast Guard base, approached us about doing a Highland Games. He's a regular competitor, and he wanted to put on a games here in Sitka. And so he approached us about doing it, and we looked into it, and we thought it would work out great. It's, you know, usually we have a band that we pay to come from out of state, and I don't know. It's fun, but we're trying to continually make it the seafood festival different. We don't want people to go, oh, yeah, we know it's going to be the seafood festival. I don't know. Maybe I'll do something else. And
we're having a pregnant pause because I'm showing my guest that he can move his mic very carefully so he is more comfortable.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Is this better?
That's much better.
Okay. So anyway, he approached us and we were like, great, sure. He showed us a little video of him competing. And by the way, he's awesome. He's not going to be competing because it would be useless for anybody else to compete here in Sitka. Because he's really good. Anyway, he's been doing practices twice a week the last month and a half or so. And been doing practices overall for about the last 2 months. And he's been showing us how to do things, giving us tips and techniques. And it should be a really good time.
And what are the accessories that come? I mean, this is not like field day in junior high.
Okay, so you want me to go over the equipment?
What are the equipment? What sorts of things will I be?
Okay, first of all, everyone has to compete in a kilt.
Excellent.
A kilt. There is a weight. I don't remember the weight. The lightweight weight. But it's approximately a 26-pound weight that we have to throw for distance. And it's a weight on a chain with a handle on it. And then there's a 56-pound weight we throw for distance. There's a 15-pound hammer, the hammer throw, which is very impressive looking, spinning it over your head. And there's the sheaf toss, which is a burlap sack with a little bit of weight to it, and a pitchfork, and you throw it up for height. And that's supposed to represent like a bale of hay or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the stone throw, which is exactly like the shot put, except for instead of a steel ball, it's a stone. And I think it's the same weight as the Olympic shot put. It's 16 pounds. Then there's the caber, the signature event for the Highland Games. It's a log. For this particular event this year, it's going to be a 16-foot log that weighs 80 pounds. And the idea of the competition is to pick it up and get it to flip completely over. And then you get scored on how perfect the log lands from where you're standing. Best score is 12 o'clock, exactly straight from where you're standing. And then if you get it over and it kind of leans off to the side, then the points are a little bit lower.
So are any of these things practical? I mean, why are these games? I mean, was this like training for Scotsman, for hunting, staying in shape? Do we know the backstory?
Boy, you know what? I don't know the usefulness. I mean, like the sheaf toss is the bale of the hay or whatever. It's probably not a bale of hay. It's probably just like a stack of hay, and you scoop up hay with the pitchfork and you toss it into the trough or something. And so I can see that one as being legitimate. The hammer throw, I bet the hammer throw is some kind of military item.
Some sort of training.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of participants?
Last I counted, we have about 8 men and 3 women.
That's not bad for the first game.
Right. Not bad at all. And we're hoping that maybe last minute competitors will sign up to Saturday at 2 p.m. That's important. We're going to have a meeting at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the SGA lawn and go over everything. You have to sign a waiver. It all has to be done before 2:30. And then Jim's going to go through a couple of things. And we're going to start off at 3 p.m.
So it's going to be fun to compete. It's going to be safe.
Yes.
Because we have...
It's pretty safe.
And it's gonna be really fun to watch. I mean, and everyone's required to have a kilt.
Yes.
What if they don't have a kilt? Is there
you
a loner
need
kilt?
There's
something
some
plaid you could tie around your waist.
Yes, we do have something. We weren't gonna get into it too much because we wanted everyone to get a kilt.
Yeah.
And we didn't want anybody not to try to get one. But we will have some plaid material that we can wear as a makeshift kilt.
That's terrific. So now I'll reveal my secret is that I've actually competed in these games.
How many times have you competed?
Just once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I really wanted to participate this year, but I felt like I needed to train.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be people there that hasn't trained.
That's good. And and for those who haven't trained, I can tell you probably adrenaline will be on your side for these different events.
So what happened was we decided that this would be great for the seafood festival, and Jim announced that he was going to have his first practice. And I was like, well, I'm part of the seafood festival. I should go check this out.
Yeah.
And I went there and I threw a couple things. I was like, this is fun. And I was hooked right there. I was like, okay, I'm doing the whole thing. I'm going to be there. I'm in. And it's really fun. Some of the things look a little dangerous, and they're not. It's pretty safe. Like the 56-pound weight for a height over a bar looks extremely dangerous because that's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're throwing something like almost a quarter of your weight or more than a quarter of your weight over your head, and it's a little intimidating. And then when you do it, it's no big deal.
That's good. That's some good advice.
And I'm focusing. I shouldn't, because that's probably what everybody does, but I'm focusing on the caber toss.
That has the most crowd appeal.
It does.
For sure. And how did we procure this log?
Oh, it's local. It's a Sitka spruce.
Is it been carved? I mean, like shaved?
It's just shaved. What happened was he found a good size. And, you know, he's been doing it so much. I think he's got a good idea of what size to pick. And he said it weighed 120 pounds when he cut it.
Oh, my goodness.
And after he trimmed it, you know, cut off all the bark and everything and all the branches, and he let it dry. And the drying time, between drying times, it went from 120 pounds to 80 pounds.
Wow. And will this be the same caber year after year, or is this like the Christmas tree in New York City?
It's the Christmas tree in New York City, I think. And also, I don't know if they last that long. I think they break after a while because they get, you know, thrown around
them
so much. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Well, so folks can check out the Highland Games, part of the Sitka Seafood Festival. That's going to be on the Sheldon Jackson Lawn, 3-2.
Closing.
And
we're supposed to be there till 10.
Okay.
Jim, yeah, we're counting on being there till 10.
Fantastic. And just some last minute highlights about the Seafood Festival. You have salmon tours today?
Yeah, there's still a couple openings open for the salmon tour at 1 p.m. And I think that's tickets at Old Harbor Books, but I don't remember.
But also go to Old Harbor Books because you want to get your banquet tickets as well.
Yes, banquet tickets, a VIP meet and greet an hour before with free hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail drink. And tonight is the beer pairing at the Bayview at 7:30. Four beers, four courses. Let's see what else. All kinds of good stuff.
And you can check out the entire schedule online at SitkaSeafoodFestival.org. And you'll be able to see my guest, Eric, in a kilt
Woo!
This Saturday. Eric Hasseltine, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.